Ready to win? It's time for Fillin' It Friday with Duke and Dave on the SVI Radio Network.
7:15 on a Friday morning, and here he is, David Kazare, in studio for Feeling It Friday.
Merry Christmas, Duke.
Already?
Already, my friend.
You realize it's now less than 20 days?
I do.
19 days to Christmas this morning.
The countdown's on. Are you ready?
No.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Are you?
No.
Yeah. Is anybody?
No. But I do. I do have. I'm not sure whether to punch you.
Uh-oh.
Or to hug you.
What? I don't know which one I prefer, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But here's the reason. So you introduced me to something that it's stuck inside of me now, and I'm sure that it's not natural. It's not good for me. I know that. But you introduced me to something that's called a bagel dog, and for those listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, it is a Polish sausage with cheese inside of it, wrapped inside of a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And the bagel dough, I guess.
Yeah, not a traditional round bagel.
So it's not like a round. You know, that'd be weird. That'd be weird. Although maybe kind of cool. Maybe there's your new marketing idea.
There you go.
But you
like it, huh?
Well, yeah. So then I had to order some, and then the other night for dinner, I was like, I'm just gonna have a bagel dog. You know. So I go and I get it, and I think it regenerates inside of you, and I don't think it ever leaves your body. I think I've got two or three of them right here in my upper abdomen. But they're good. They're pretty good. It's amazing.
They are so good.
Well, so
I've got a couple back here in the freezer if you want one for breakfast.
Oh, well, don't tempt me.
I'm going to have one.
It is pretty good, though.
Any time of day is a good time for a bagel dog.
That's right. But you tell people what it is, and they're like, ew. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want to eat that?
You were pretty judgmental of me at the beginning.
I admit that I had my, I had my doubts. But then after tasting it, and once the juice kind of explodes inside of your mouth, and it's not natural. That Polish sausage is not really whatever kind of meat they say it is. You know it's not, Duke. But it's good.
But it's oh so good.
And so I'm sure that I'm going to die of some kind of disease or cancer or something. And they're going to say, did you have the bagel dog?
You ate the bagel dog, didn't you?
And I'll say yes. Yes, yeah, I did.
It was the bagel dog.
But it was worth it. It was good. It was really good.
In fact, when I'm going to ask you that question, you'll be like, do you have one?
Yeah, you got another one right now?
Oh, I'll take one if you have one. Hey, Dave, we have some great stuff to give away for Fillin' It Friday.
Yes, we do, Duke. Got some good stuff and also some not-so-good stuff, all depending on how our listeners are feeling this morning.
Give us a call at 307-885-5778. You must be at least 10 years of age or older to call, and if you've played Fillin' It Friday in the last 30 days, we'll ask you that you take a break and let someone else have a call. 307-885-5778. First caller is on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Ari.
Ari, good morning. What town are you calling from today?
Afton.
All right, let's play Feeling It Friday.
Good morning, Ari. Here we go this morning on Feeling It Friday. What is the vehicle that plows the roads in the wintertime called? Is it A, a road scraper, B, a snowplow, or C, an ice pusher?
B, a snowplow.
Ah, you got it, Ari. Very good. All right, now you are caller number one, so you get all four numbers to choose from. Which one are you feeling this morning? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
2.
Feeling number 2. And this morning, Ari just won. Hey, not too bad. 2 lift tickets to Pine Creek Ski Resort in Cokeville, an oil change from B&A Shadow in Afton, a $20 gift certificate to the Rolling Omelette in Afton, an eyebrow wax from Country Charm Salon in Afton, and a stadium chair from Star Valley Health. Ari, it's all yours. How you feeling?
Yes. Thank you.
Caller one and the big winner right out of the gate. Nicely done, Ari. We have all of your prizes right here at SBI Media. You can swing by and pick them up anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Very good. Yeah, you can't beat that for an early Christmas present.
One caller, a winner right out of the gate. I love it when the first caller wins.
Yeah, it's kind of
just makes me feel better. Makes me feel less of a jerk.
It's almost like taking a bite into a bagel bun. It's kind of what that feels like, you know?
Yeah. When we don't have a first caller winner, it's like the day after taking a bite into the bagel dog.
It's the regrets, the following.
Well, we still have a good prize up for grabs this morning, and our second caller is on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Jordan.
Jordan, what town are you calling from today?
Afton.
All right, let's play Feeling It Friday.
Good morning, Jordan. Here we go this morning. What color of suit does Santa Claus wear? Is it A, bright orange, B, dark green, or C, red?
C, red.
You got it. You got it. Jordan knows his Santa. He knows how to. He knows all about Santa Claus over there.
Yes, I do.
All right, now Jordan, you've got a shot at winning something nice here, but your chances have gone down a little bit. Which one are you feeling this morning? One, three, or four?
Feeling one this morning.
Feeling one. Pretty confident on his number. This morning, Jordan just won. Oh, my heck, it's a $5 gift card to the soda shop in Afton.
Yeah.
Jordan, you went 2 for 2 with us this morning. We have your gift card here at SBI. You can swing by and pick it up.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Ciao. Have a good weekend.
Nice. Now, I'm kind of bummed, though. I wanted to give away number 4.
I really wanted someone to win number 4.
Because that was going to be my Christmas present.
I have it ready to go.
Yeah.
I have it all ready.
It's all set up, just waiting for somebody to come knock it down. Yeah, number 3 was used ice melt, and then number 4 is snow shoveling duty at SVI for the entire winter.
Entire winter.
I was so excited.
So generous.
Man.
To be able to give that away, and no one wants it, so I guess Dow can keep doing it then.
Yeah, you know, he'll do a great job. I'll give a bagel dog for doing it. How about that?
There you go.
That's a good trade-off.
There you go. I'll eat one while I watch him shovel.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Dave, thanks for coming in as always. Appreciate it.
It was great, Duke. Thanks.
Congratulations to Jordan and Ari, this week's winner of Feeling It Friday.